Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
For Trent. Number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
It's Keith McPherson on The Fan. 101.9 FM and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Let's talk right out of the way. Broken. Broken. Boo. I can't do it, man. Less than 20 games left. I don't know why I even watch the Nets. And I don't even know why I think that there are games that they're going to win. And I went to the game the other night and I bet against them. And then just had a lot going on today, and I knew they were going to lose that game tonight, but I didn't even think to open up any of the four betting apps I have in my phone to throw a little change on the Detroit Pistons, who are a different team now. I mean, they almost beat the Knicks. And the Nets always lose when they go to Little Caesars Arena out there in Michigan. It doesn't matter if it's DeAndre Jordan on the floor. The Nets always lose out there. And I knew better. I knew better. And I just wish I put some money on it and I'm over it, man. 3 weeks. 3 weeks from today. Opening day. Major League Baseball. Can't come soon enough. I wish opening day was tomorrow. I have nothing. I have the Devils win. We'll talk about the Devils tonight. Stay tuned for my Casamigos big shot of the night. I mean, come on, Devils. Reel me back in. Make me believe. I'm down for it. I'm actually down for it because there is a chance. There's no chance for the Nets. And I don't care about the play-in. And I wish I didn't know as much as I know about the Brooklyn Nets. So let's start today. You get the news this morning, afternoon, whenever it was. More BS. The final BS update of the 2023-2024 season for your broken Nets. BS stands for Ben Simmons and some other things. But man, I mean, what did you expect? If you listen to Talking Nets podcast, which I've been doing now remarkably for over 4 years, I told every single Nets fan that could hear my voice not to buy in. Don't believe the BS. That Brooklyn BS, we on it, man. I don't know why you would even kind of consider Ben Simmons as being a actual NBA player and someone you could count on this team, but you get that news today, and I should have thought then to hammer the Detroit Pistons. 877-337-6666. So the news today, obviously, is that Ben Simmons is going to be shut down for the rest of the season. Medical update. Ben Simmons will remain out for the remainder of the season while he consults with specialists and explores treatment options for the nerve impingement in his lower back. Simmons, along with his representatives and Nets medical personnel, are currently in discussions with numerous experts to determine the course of action that will provide him with the best opportunity for long-term sustainable health. It's BS. I don't buy it. And I don't care. Some of you goofy Nets fans are like, if you're approaching Ben Simmons with anything but concern for his his health. There's something wrong with you. No. What are you talking about? This isn't like a situation where he gets x-rays, MRIs. They diagnose exactly what it is. It's not a broken bone. It's not a separated shoulder. It's not a bone spur. My neck, my back, my neck and my back. This guy has had this back issue, a chronic back issue. He's 26, 27 years old. He's 27 years old. He's had a chronic back issue since he got here. How does Sean Marks and the Brooklyn Nets not pick up on this in the physical? I guess because it's not something that gets x-rayed, MRI'd. It's not a broken bone. It's a thing where it's like, hey, this guy's telling us he can't go tonight. He can't run. He can't jump. He can't move the same. $177 million. This guy makes about $40 million a year to play. Oh, not play basketball. He gets $40 million a year to sit on the bench while people play basketball and show off his closet. There was a quote where he said, I'm going to give the Nets everything I got. Yeah, he meant from his wardrobe. 877-337-6666. I'm done. I've been done. I keep bringing up the episode of Carton and Roberts when I got pulled in. I was downstairs sitting in my car listening to Craig and Evan. I was going on after them, and I hear them mention my name. Where's Keith at? Let's hear what Keith's got to say. And I keep bringing that up to Twitter. And I said a few things. I said he's not going to be able to play here, whether it was the mental health thing. How come nobody talks about Ben Simmons' mental health anymore? Because, I mean, in New York, he's got retail therapy. He can shop till he drops. That boy be shopping. You know, that cures all the anxiety and depression. When he came here, he claimed anxiety, depression, mental health issues, and he used that to recoup some of his contract from Philadelphia. You don't ever hear anything about that anymore. He certainly doesn't dress like someone that's depressed. He looks like a guy that spends a lot of time in the mirror picking out outfits. The Brooklyn Nets got absolutely finessed, and the Brooklyn Nets have become a place where Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, and now Ben Simmons came here and collected money and barely played. And I don't even want to lump Ben Simmons in with KD and Kyrie because they did hoop. They did give us some moments. They had some big games and whatnot. But like, man, I mean, KD came here for a whole year, sat on the bench rehabbing and collected. Like, Josiah has to feel like the biggest idiot in the NBA. His return on investment, what a terrible ROI. Ben Simmons is shut down. So you get that news today. And the Nets cannot seek a disabled player exception. That deadline was a month and a half ago. And I'm looking at just all the tweets coming out of Nets Twitter. My guy Pooch said, Ben Simmons' timeline in Brooklyn, 2021-2022, he played zero games. He collected $33 million. 2022-2023, he played 42 games. He collected $35.4 million. 2023 to 2024, where we currently are now, it is done. 17 games, $37.9 million. He still owed $40.3 million for next season. If Sean Marks and Joe Tsai don't figure out some kind of way to get this guy all the way up out of here, I can't. I can't go to the arena. I can't wear any Nets gear. I might as well shut down the podcast. It is a disgrace. They are broken. Physically, mentally, financially, fundamentally. Like, you just lost to the Detroit Pistons. And I tip my cap to the Detroit Pistons. I knew it was coming. I've been keeping a close eye on them. That's only their 10th win of the season, but that's because they've been historically bad. But after the trade deadline, you know, Knicks fans, you guys sent Evan Fournier over there, Quentin Grimes, and you guys got a couple of their pieces. They've been playing a little different since then. They have some young players that were top picks that showed themselves tonight. And the Nets, at the deadline, decided we're going to go get Dennis Schroeder. Dennis Schroeder had his best game tonight. He won't be getting my Casamigos big shot of the night because I don't give it out to losers. The Nets are a bunch of losers. He had 31 points. He's going to compete. I know he's probably like, damn, how'd I end up on the Nets, bro? Whatever. I'm an NBA player. I got a hoop. Like, talk about a fall from grace. He should have signed with the Lakers. The Lakers tried to give him the bag. I don't know what he was thinking. Anyway, but back to the Nets game. And I'm telling you, I'm doing this a little bit in my open, and then I'm done. You guys can call in. I won't mention them the rest of the night because there's plenty to talk about. Jaden Ivey, 34 points. Cade Cunningham, 32 points. I mean, Asar Thompson, 14 points. All five of their starters, plus and the plus minus. When you look at rebounds, like they were out-rebounded. The Nets are not a good team. They have an interim head coach. They have no direction. They don't know which way is up, down, left, or right. The fans are like trying to, okay, they beat the Hawks over last weekend, back-to-back games. Cool, let's go. Then they lose to the Memphis Grizzlies, where most NBA fans could only name Luke Kennard, if they could even name Luke Kennard on that team. And now, tonight, after beating the shorthanded Sixers, which the Sixers are a joke without Embiid and Maxey. I mean, they're a joke anyway. So, they're not winning a damn thing. They're cooked this year. But they beat the Sixers Tuesday night, and they just reel you back in, thinking, okay, all right, they're going on the road here. It's time to make a push here. It's time to make a run. And then they start the road trip off with a loss to the Detroit Pistons, same day that you find out that Ben Simmons is another wasted season. Like, I go back to the James Harden trade. You gave up Caris LeVert, Jared Allen, Rodion Kurucs, a bunch of picks to Houston for James Harden. When James Harden came here, he called himself the MVP. But James Harden came here to play with KD, Kyrie, forced his way out of Houston. He did not want to be the only guy. Then the next season, when Kyrie won't take the jab, he's like, yo, what's going on? KD gets hurt. It's like, I did not sign up to come here and be the only guy. I don't even like living in Brooklyn. I don't even like living in New York. It's cold. The booty clubs aren't the same as they are in Houston. You guys don't let me go and do what I want to do on my off days. No. I'm forcing my way out. Daryl Morey is in Philadelphia. And Daryl Morey, as legend has it, called Sean Marks and yelled at Sean Marks to not hang up the phone. And Sean Marks listened to him. And Sean Marks accepted a trade for Ben Simmons. Dumb. The only GM in the entire league that would stay on the phone and accept a trade package with Ben Simmons that didn't include Tyrese Maxey. I also said that on Carton and Roberts. If Maxey's in the deal, they get Seth Curry, Andre Drummond. Come on. And what I also said when I was on Carton and Roberts is, I don't care if Harden is disgruntled, if he's upset, if he quit on the team. DMP him. Sit him on the bench. Because what you gave up to get him and Jared Allen, Caris LeVert, those picks, we can't get back. But then look at the fortune that the Nets almost had. The future comes and the Houston Rockets are like, hey, yeah, we'll give you some of those picks back if you trade us Mikal Bridges. And they say, no, we're not trading you Mikal Bridges. He's an Iron Man. This guy played for Team USA over the summer. He's got the longest active streak in the NBA. He never takes a night off. And a few nights ago against the Grizzlies, we saw him visibly hurt his right wrist. He's hurt. And his numbers have been poor the last few games. The guy's exhausted. He's tired. But because of the record he's chasing, because of the fact that the Brooklyn Nets see him as the front man, the cornerstone, the guy that they're building around in this new era, Brooklyn Bridges, they refuse to take that trade at the deadline to get some of their picks back. They don't have their pick in this draft, and they are absolutely bums. Might as well be tanking and lose all the way out, but what's the point of that? You don't have your own pick. So this season is a waste of all of our time, and I feel bad for the kids, like my 9-year-old cousin that I brought to the game Tuesday night that was aware of KD and Kyrie playing 2K and the fact that they were local, right? The New Jersey Nets that moved to Brooklyn. We could go see them. I never actually got him up here when he was 6, 7, 8 to see them. Now he gets up here at age 9 wearing a Brooklyn Bridges jersey. He's looking at me like, do you like the Nets? I said, nah. He said, then why are we rooting for them? I said, relax. They're going to win this one. But I'm not about to make you no Nets fan. And I'm damn sure not about to push you to the orange and blue. 877-337-6666. So Nets fans, call up. You can get on your soapbox And if you guys are on Twitter, they will do the Nets Twitter spaces all night and talk about how miserable this team is. And I honestly think this is worse than 12-70. I honestly think that this era, this run of the Brooklyn Nets having superstars, not acquiescing, not letting these superstars be superstars and control moves and make decisions, treating them like they own them, when it's the other way around in the NBA, where they force their way out and you're not able to get the right trade package back to build without them, here you are. This is exactly what you get. Meanwhile, those three guys are in the Western Conference going to the playoffs. I mean, James Harden is on a fourth-seeded team. He's shooting the best from three that he has in his career. He's in sunny California, living the LA life. All is well for him. But look what we're left with. This Nets world was built. They built up the arena, the fans, the merch, these young kids that said, yeah, I'll be a Nets fan. And now look what they have. Absolutely nothing. Ben Simmons, what a disgrace.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.